Sage of Montecito speaks, Prince Harry has advice on handling hard days, burnout, and bad stuff. By Simon Kent on February 4, 2022. Prince Harry used a virtual summit Friday to open up about his personal feelings, sharing how he dealt with burnout and once felt like he was getting to the very end of everything that I had as life's travails closed in on his royal progress. The multimillionaire also urged employers to grant staff more time off, pleading firms should give everyone time to focus on themselves away from the demands of the working day. The Duke of Sussex, 37, made the comments alongside tennis star Serena Williams with his palatial $15 million Montecito, California, mansion providing a backdrop. The pair were hosted by BetterUp, the San Francisco mental health startup he joined last year as self-described chief impact officer, as Breitbart News reported. In the exchange, Harry lamented he was literally getting to the very end of everything that I had. Any fuel or any steam in the engine, just like I was burning the candle at both ends. Continuing his personal habit of constantly sharing his inner thoughts with the world while pleading for privacy. He added, and it was like boom, that is when you're forced to look inside yourself, because with everything else around you seemingly, you feel as though it's working against you, the only way that you could really combat it. During the summit, Harry and Serena joked about chatting for hours as they spoke about their close bond, while the tennis star also revealed how the 38-year-old Duke acts as a life coach for her. The father of two claimed he had suffered burnout and enthused about the benefits to be gained by taking time for inner work, doubtless drawing on his years of experience jetting around the world offering advice to others on the way they live. Elsewhere in the chat, Harry laid out a list of his most important things, from meditation to seeking life instruction from the universe. They included: mental fitness is the pinnacle, it's what you're aiming for. The road towards that can be really bumpy. It's called inner work for a reason. I know I need to meditate every day. You need to put it into your day diary as a habit, otherwise it's the first thing that drops away. I have now put in about half an hour, 45 minutes in the morning when one kid has gone to school and the other is having a nap. It's like, right, it's for a workout. When bad things happen, I think, there's a lesson here, I'm being schooled by the universe. Every single bad thing, or the things you perceive to be bad, that happen actually can be good. Prince Harry's latest venture into the public eye comes just days after he and wife Meghan denounced coronavirus misinformation on Spotify as a number of artists abandoned the platform over podcaster Joe Rogan. As Breitbart News reported, the pair lamented Rogan's presence and pleaded for the airwaves to be free of gratuitous advice delivered by unqualified commentators spreading misinformation. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.